All right, welcome back. Who's talking? Jim Hobgood, Michael Tusky, Frank Maloney. We'll have John Copper back in the studio here shortly, but right now we're going to have the head soccer coach from the University of Virginia, George Gelnavach, and Frank is going to give you a little background on the coach.
Well, delighted to have Coach Gelnavach return. He was on the show last year. Coach, this is his 16th season as the head coach of the Virginia men's soccer program. He's basically spent almost his entire career at Virginia after being an All-American at UVA as a player, and he's done a tremendous job over the years. I think he's got a real challenge ahead of him this year to try to meet some of the lofty standards, particularly in 2009 when Virginia went all the way for the ACC championship and then they won the NCAA championship.
Well, particularly with the injury to Bates.
Yeah, we're going to cover that in a minute. Anyway, Coach, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Very good. We're delighted to have you, and a good chance to talk about soccer, particularly in light of the fact that we've got Brian Ownby is a senior on the team. He's from Deep Run High School, and Will Bates says here he's a junior. I feel like Will Bates has been there longer than Ownby, but says he's a junior, a former Thomas Dale product, and sad to see him get hurt against Virginia Tech this past weekend. What can you say about his injury, and when can he come back?
Yeah, unfortunately, he has torn his ACL, his anterior cruciate ligament, and he is out for the year.
That's too bad.
And we are working on, he'll have surgery within a week, if not sooner. And, I really feel for the kid. He's having a great year. Obviously, for our team, it's no good. But devastating for him. I feel for him. The nice part is he is a junior. He'll make a full recovery, and he will be back for the fall.
Coach, let's talk about last night. You had a nice win, 2-0, and I understand that one of your bench players got some more play time and apparently played quite well.
Yeah. Calvin Rezen is a first-year guy, scored his first goal last night, and then we had another guy who's had mononucleosis for the past about 5 weeks who was a starter, Chris Somerville. And he's a first-year guy as well. Both these guys came off the bench. One scored and one got an assist. And so that's what we're going to need. Without Will, and the goals he's scoring, we're going to have to score goals by committee, and guys are going to have to step up.
Well, I see here you guys are sitting at 10-5-1, currently tied for fourth, I believe, in the ACC. How do you feel about where you're situated right now and with the games ahead? I think you've still got Boston College coming to Charlottesville, and then NC State coming to Charlottesville.
Yeah, let's start with the conference. We're in great shape. We have a game in hand on a couple of schools, in particular Duke, who's tied for points with us. They got one game remaining. We have two, and both of them are at home. And I feel like, if you do the math, we can actually still win the conference.
Wow.
But we would have to, of course, take care of our business. These are two teams that are good teams, in particular Boston College. But they're at home, and these are teams that we can beat if we're playing well and we stay injury-free. One or two things would have to happen also, but they're not out of reach to believe. And so, we have it in our heads that we can still win the conference. And the next thing would be to finish in the top four, which means that you would get a home game for the first round of the ACC tournament. That's how we're doing it.
Very important, isn't it?
Yes, huge. It would be absolutely huge. So, again, in the conference, we're in good shape. We're in very, very good shape. This Boston College win would go a long way, not only, obviously, for the conference results, but for our national standing and moving toward the NCAA selection as well.
Coach, this is Jim Hobgood. I think the thing that impresses me, among many things, in the release about the American game, and I know you've been a part of virtually most of those seasons, but the fact that it's a 10-win season for the 31st consecutive year, that's just mind-boggling.
It's unreal.
And it just shows that it really is a soccer program at Virginia, not just a soccer team. So talk a little bit about your involvement for so many of those 31 years.
Right. Yeah, I appreciate that. And I like to think that even in years where we're, rebuilding a little bit or we're fighting, we've had three ACLs this year. So even in years when we have injury, and like I said, rebuilding years, that a bad year for us is, you know, we're still in the top 25. We're still competing for the top three or four in the conference. So, you know, that's a bad year for us. And, that would be a very, very good year for most college soccer programs. I'm proud of it. And, you know, we are certainly, even though we've had some a stretch of injuries, I have to say, unlike I've had in the 16 years that I've been here, the stretch that we've had of, surgeries, ACLs, concussions, and mononucleosis, I mean, just a whole lot of things. But we're starting to get some guys back, and you know, we're going to make a run at it this season. I feel good about it. And the good news is that, you know, a lot of the guys that are we talked about already stepping up in last night's game, these are young guys. We've started, I believe, 11 freshmen at some point during our season this year. So, you know, we're going to be very good. Obviously, we're going to make a run this year, but in the future for sure.
All right. Looking here at the schedule, I do remember a lot of noise when on Friday, October 7th, you guys beat Maryland 2-1. And I think Maryland at that point was in the top two or three in the country, right?
Correct. Yeah.
All right. So my question relative to that is, how can you recapture that quality of play and somehow get that to happen for you as you come up against Boston College and NC State in the next week or so?
Well, part of it will be that we'll be at home. I mean, that's, you know, in any sport, listen, you know, you got your fans behind you, you feel good about things. So with Boston College at home and NC State at home, we've only played two ACC games at home.
Wow.
You know, you get four. And so, again, there's no other team in the conference that has two games remaining at home. And so we're generally pretty good at home. And so that's for starters. And then secondly, we are just starting to get some guys back to health. I talked about Chris Somerville, who's battling mononucleosis, Ari Demas, who's been out for literally a month now with an high ankle sprain. He should be ready to go Saturday. Yes, we lost Will Bates, but, you know, as we lose one, we pick up one or two other guys. And so that's just kind of the way our season's been. But we've managed to, you know, stay on top of the conference. We've managed to get a, you know, 10-game, 10 wins and move in the direction of the NCAA tournament.
When you lose your leading scorer like Will Bates, do you make any adjustments as you look forward, or do you just pretty much go with the same approach?
Right now, I'm keeping an open mind. I mean, right now we play with two forwards, and there's a lot of different ways you can do it. You can play with one forward, you can play with two. Right now, I believe if Brian Ownby can stay healthy, you know, he's another guy that has not been healthy all season. Right now, he's relatively healthy. And again, we're getting the kid Chris Somerville, who has had mononucleosis, and Ryan Zinkin, by the way, who is another first-year guy who has scored some pretty darn important goals, one against Maryland. That trio of guys, between the three of them, I think we can continue to play like we have been playing. But I got to see. The next couple of games, big games, we'll see. And I'm not locked into any way of playing. If I think that, you know, moving forward we need to make a change kind of to our formation and our lineup, I'll do that.
All right, Coach. UVA is hosting Boston College on Saturday night, right?
Saturday night at 7 o'clock, correct.
All right, big game at Klockner Stadium. Plenty of tickets still available, right?
Yes, I believe so. And, you know, again, this is a Saturday night. I know that there's not a home football game, and this game is huge for us. I mean, in a lot of ways, and in particular in the conference. And like I said, that home field advantage is huge, and we'd love to fill the stands.
All right, we're going to bring that up again during our two-hour show tonight and try to encourage fans to get up there to cheer for the Hoos. Coach, thank you for joining us tonight. We're going to head to our next segment, but thank you so much.
Guys, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Good night. Thank you.
All right. Coach George Gelnovich, UVA head soccer coach, and as Frank said, they have a big game at home on Saturday night and then another home game on November 3rd against NC State.
All right, so while we've got a moment here, we're going to look at the ACC schedule ahead and the times of these games. First thing is obviously Virginia is at Miami Thursday night, so that's the most important game in a extended weekend. Virginia's down there.
From the standpoint of this show, at least.
That's darn right there, Hobgood. Virginia's 4-3, Miami is 4-3, and good timing. John Copper's back in the house.
Right. Back in the house. 8 o'clock kick tomorrow on ESPN.
All right, huge game, and while we're talking about that, The UVA Club of Richmond is hosting a special social at Mulligan's in the Fan. And I know they've got some drawings and so forth and drink specials, and it'll be a big crowd down there cheering for the Hoos as they play against the Hurricanes on ESPN. But you might stop by there. I know they've got some drawing prizes and so forth, one of which is an autographed UVA football signed by Mike London, head coach Mike London. So we encourage people to get on down there and get together and sort of rally the Wahoo flag down there. All right, looking at the other games, Jim, John, and Michael, we know on Saturday NC State travels to Florida State, and that's another game where two teams are 4-3, and nobody would have thought the Seminoles would be 4-3 right now. Let's see here. Virginia Tech is at Duke, and let's see, that is 12:30 game. Then we've got Boston College is at Maryland at 3 o'clock. Wake Forest is at UNC at 3:30. Clemson is at Georgia Tech, and that's a huge game for Georgia Tech. If Georgia Tech is going to come out of this tailspin of having lost two in a row in conference, that's the game. That's an 8 o'clock ABC game. And, you know, I have a funny feeling Paul Johnson and Al Groh and the other coaches are really in the ear of those players about getting a whole lot tougher, because Sammy Watkins and Taj Boyd, they can put some points up. Just ask the University of Maryland.
Yeah, Clemson gives up a few points, but they score a whole lot.
Yeah, they don't think twice about scoring 45 or 50 points.
And it looks like really the only game in the league that Clemson might lose would be that game. But regardless, I think the tiebreakers are in their favor, and there's only one other team in that division that has lost one game, and that's Wake Forest. So I think Clemson's pretty much in the title game against a team to be determined.
Unless they stumble and fall or they have a bad bus wreck. I mean, you know, on Saturday, November 5th, we've learned this week that Virginia is at Maryland that day, that Saturday.
And that's a 12:30
game. So I want to get that in there real quick. All right, let's make our quick picks and talk about Virginia against Miami. Some predictions and descriptions real quick. How about with the game?
I will pick Miami in part because a couple of weeks ago I picked Georgia Tech and Virginia won. So it's a little reverse psychology there.
Sounds like George Howell. My friend George Howell always does that. And he says, oh, I'm just trying to help Virginia. And I go, that doesn't help anybody.
Well, no, I do think Miami's playing really well, and I think they're like a two-touchdown favorite playing at their place.
Oh, that's where I want them.
Realistically, Virginia would have to play very well. They'd have to not commit any turnovers and maybe get a couple of turnovers to have a chance to win down there.
Yeah, hopefully they'll leave Mike Rocco in the game, and Rocco will give them a chance to win. That's my call, and I'm going to pick Virginia in a upset. I think Rocco knows that he's the man now based upon these press conferences. He won't be looking for the hook. And I think he's going to have a very good game. The question will be to me, can the Virginia run defense continue to improve and keep that tailback from going wild again? Our crack research assistant is looking for his name, but that running back ran roughshod over somebody last weekend. What was that? The score of that game? Miami thrashed Georgia Tech, and that running back went crazy. Miller, maybe?
Yeah, Miller time.
Yeah, Miller time. He went crazy. Virginia has got to contain him, and they need to put some pressure on Ja'Cory Harris for the upset. You got to remember the Virginia players, I don't think they're afraid of Miami. They beat them last year, and a few years ago when they went down to Miami, they beat them 44-0 to close out the Orange Bowl, which
It's a big game because, as has been mentioned in the media, it's the first game that Virginia's played on Thursday night for several years. It becomes a recruiting thing to get that national TV exposure on ESPN. So hopefully it'd be great if the Hoos won, but they certainly want to play a great game.
And while we're at it, John Copper's back in studio. John, what are your thoughts on the Miami game?
I think, just like Jim said, Miami's been playing really well. And, you know, I think Virginia's got a shot. A lot like Georgia Tech, Coach London knows Coach Golden very well and kind of a different place. So that'll go both ways. I mean, they coached together for several years. So I'm looking forward to a good game. I don't think, personally, I think it'll be a pretty good game, pretty close.
I think they're going to come out fighting. not literally. I just mean, you know, there'll be a lot of spirit. I think you're going to see a lot of hustle from Virginia.
You would think so, coming off that NC State game.
I mean, they've got to, because that was a dispiriting event to watch, if there ever was one. I don't think we'll see a repeat. I think you're going to see a lot of hustle, a lot of hitting. Virginia's special teams have improved dramatically in recent weeks. I have a feeling Chase Minifield will be returning punts. I like Jennings returning kickoffs. He's improving. I really do think Rocco will be, hopefully the line will give him enough protection that he'll have time to make his reads and make good decisions. If the man's not open, hopefully he'll throw it away and we'll kick it away and we'll play defense. We just don't want to give him a short field, right?
That's right, yeah. So and again, I was thinking, you know, USC, they came out, went to USC and kind of had that big game on national television there. And then, of course, last time I played down in Miami in 07, that, of course, was a big game. So I agree with you. I think they'll come out fighting. Should be a real good game.
I think the team is ready for this game. We're going to head to break. When we return, we're going to do the Olympic Report with our crack research analyst, Michael Tusky.
All right, who's talking? Welcome back. Hobbo with Frank, Michael Tusky, and John Copper in studio tonight. And we're going to go right to Michael Tusky with the Olympic update from Charlottesville.
All right. Hey, everybody. You heard a lot about men's soccer from Coach Geldnevich. Let's just recap. They're ranked 25th in country, and their record is now 10-5-1 and 3-2-1 in the ACC. They played Virginia Tech to a 0-0 scoreless draw on Friday night in Blacksburg, despite taking 19 shots and 5 corner kicks. Last night, the team shut out American 2-0. UVA has now had 5 shutouts in their last 7 games, and they host number 18 Boston College on Saturday at 7 p.m. at Klockner Stadium.
Huge game.
The number 6 Virginia women's soccer team is now 12-3-2 and 6-2-1 in the ACC after creaming the Hokies 4-0 in front of a national television audience at home on Thursday evening. It was the 4th win in a row for the Hoos. Senior goalkeeper Chantel Jones of Clover Hill High School earned her 9th shutout of the season and 42nd of her career. She now has sole possession of the ACC career shutout record and is only 2 games away from tying the NCAA all-time record.
Wow.
The Cavaliers finish the regular season when they host Miami Hurricanes tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Because the team has already locked up a spot in the top 4 of the conference standings, they will then host an ACC tournament quarterfinal game on Sunday at 1 p.m. in Charlottesville against an opponent who is to be determined. Finally, let's talk a little baseball. The incoming recruiting class has been ranked 8th nationally by Baseball America. This ties the 2006 class as the most highly ranked in program history. Amazingly, 4 of the 13 players have already been selected in this year's Major League Baseball draft. Thankfully, they have elected to gain some valuable experience with Coach Brian O'Connor rather than going pro.
Yeah, I was worried there for a minute. I thought Frank was having a heart attack over there with that heavy breathing. You know, I thought we were going to have to bring that cardiologist in here. But at any rate, it's time for our play of the game, brought to you, of course, by our friends at LeClaire Ryan. And, of course, I voted for the second selection that the band did at halftime, but Frank came up with a different play of the game.
The band?
Playlist. You know,
okay.
I mean,
all right.
You know, the band has really gotten good. You know, maybe they
it is a good band.
They may have had a better day than the football team on Saturday.
I think that's probably true, actually.
But at any rate, you have a different play.
All right, we've selected the men's football game versus NC State. Anyhow, NC State had just scored to go up 21-7 late in the third period when NC State kicked off. The ball went out of bounds on the kickoff, so the ball was placed at the 40-yard line. In trotted the Virginia offense. David Watford takes the snap, drops back. I think he used play action. Then he threw a beautiful ball, had to be in the air 55 yards at least, to a streaking Tim Smith, who made a nice catch and ran into the end zone untouched to add the excitement back to the game and made the score 21-14. I think the elapsed time between the two touchdowns by the two schools was a combined 7 seconds.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Anyway, sadly, that was the last of the UVA cheering for the offense. I hope for something much better this coming Thursday night. Anyway, what we're going to do now is we're going to pass the microphone over to our good friend John Copper, who's going to tell us a little bit about the second hour of the show tonight.
Yes, second hour of the show, we're going to be featuring health and nutrition. I don't think it's any news to anybody that we kind of have a health crisis going on here in the United States, and Things like obesity rates have doubled in the last 30 years. Now 65% of Americans are considered overweight or obese. Richmond actually is one of the top 20 heaviest cities in the United States. So Richmond kind of leads the pack there, or at least one of the leaders. So basically we're going to be talking about several things. What does nutrition look like for an NFL athlete? Cedric Pierman will be joining us for there. We'll be talking about weight loss and why most diets don't work. We'll be talking about common convenience store items that are banned by the NCAA and the VHSL. And then we'll talk about nutritional supplements. Are they expensive toilet water, or are they lifesavers?
Wow.
And where does Billy fit in?
Billy will be joining us to talk about weight loss. We've talked a lot about Biggest Loser contest. We actually helped, had our hand in doing a Biggest Loser Richmond contest here last year.
And that may give us a chance to plug our sponsor, too, Zacharias Ganey.
Absolutely. Billy has been a guest on the show several times, and he's actually coming back next week in studio. But he is going to be joining us by phone tonight later in the program as we dig a little bit deeper into health and fitness and wellness and good diets, which I think Habo and I both will be taking good notes. John has already given me some advice on my diet. And we hope you'll stay with us. I think you're going to find this very interesting and maybe beneficial to you in your lifestyle. We're about to head to break here. Stay with us. On the other side, we'll have John Copper in studio with us.